Chapter 11 Across the Atlantic. How could Phileas Fogg win his bet now? No ship in his book of ship and train timetables could get to him to London by the 21st of December. In New York, Phileas Fogg looked round the port for a fast ship. He wanted to buy one. He saw the Henrietta, and spoke to the captain. Are you leaving New York? Captain. Single quote. In an hour, said the captain. He was a hard man, and his answer was unfriendly. Where are you going? Single quote. To Bordeaux. Can you take us with you? Single quote. No, I don't take people. Look in Bradshaw for a nice ship. I take things from port to port. Fast. Ask Phileas Fogg. Do you take things fast? Single quote. Yes. Very fast. The Henrietta does 12 miles an hour. Will you take me, and three other people, to Liverpool? Captain. What's your name? Single quote. My name's Speedy and the answer's no. Single quote. Then I'll buy the ship from you. No. Single quote. Phileas Fogg thought for a minute. Then he said, will you take us to Bordeaux? I can give you $2,000. For each person. Single quote. Yes. Captain Speedy thought about it. $8,000. We're leaving at 9, he said. Phileas Fogg, Auda, Passepart out and Fix were on the ship when she left New York at 9 o'clock. The next day, the 13th of December, Phileas Fogg was captain of the ship. Captain Speedy was in his room, and two seamen watched him carefully. He couldn't leave the room, monsieur, he shouted, but he couldn't get out. What happened on that day was this. Phileas Fogg wanted to go to Liverpool. The captain didn't want to go there, but the seamen hated their captain, and Phileas Fogg gave them some money. So they were happy about the new plan. Now the captain had to stay in his room. Monsieur Auda was not very happy about it, but Passepartout enjoyed it. Phileas Fogg was a very good ship's captain. Perhaps he was a seaman when he was younger. With her fast engine, and the wind behind her, the Henrietta moved quickly over the water. But one of the seamen said, Mr. Fogg, this engine can take us faster. We have to put more wood on the fire. And where do we get more wood? Single quote. From the ship. They built everything on it from wood. Thank you, said Phileas Fogg. I'll have to think about it. He walked around the ship looking at the wood. Then he called Passepartout. Bring Captain Speedy to me. Captain Speedy ran to Phileas Fogg. He wanted to kill him, monsieur. Thief. He shouted. You took my ship. Where are we? Single quote. 770 miles from Liverpool, said Fogg. But I sent for you. Captain. Because I want to buy your ship. No. 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 Single quote. I'm going to put some of it on the fire. So the engine can take us to Liverpool faster. My ship. This ship cost $50,000. Single quote. Here's $60,000, said Phileas Fogg. And he gave the captain the money. £12,000. Oh. Captain Speedy was suddenly a different man. The Henrietta cost $50,000. But she was 20 years old. You only want the wood. I'll have the engine. Oh yes. I'm only buying the wood. Thank you, said the captain. And so, at 11:40 on the 21st of December, Phileas Fogg put his four on the ground in Liverpool. And at 11:41, Fix said, Phileas Fogg, I'm a Scotland Yard detective. Please come with me to the nearest police station.